You know, I put out a challenge last week to send me your favorite roadside attractions. And y'all did not disappoint. We got some to get through. And so this one is in Canada. Maybe the first time I've ever mentioned Canada in a sermon, for whatever that's worth. And so Brooke Scott, where's Brooke? Back there. So she sent me a message and I loved it. It has nothing to do with the sermon, but it just fits so perfectly today. Her grandfather started a music, an organ store, right? An organ company in Ontario. And then her father took it over and her father made it a music store. And you know what you do to drive traffic is you build a giant guitar in the front yard, right? So as Brooke says, she was embarrassed by this. I can imagine growing up and, you know, like you're bringing a date to the house or something and they say, oh, there's a giant guitar, all of that. But she says now she can't see a roadside attraction without thinking of her dad. So I thought that was appropriate for today. My dad played bass guitar in a church band, so my dad would have loved that. Thank you for sharing. Also, fair warning, if you send me a roadside attraction, there's a very good chance you're going to end up in a sermon. So be ready for that. As I was thinking about VBS this week, what was our theme?
Shine Jesus'
light. We were talking about space, right? And you know, there's a lot of roadside attractions that have to do with space. But you know the one that I found really, really interesting? Can you guess the largest space rock? You know, because like all the Apollo missions went up to the moon and gathered all these moon rocks and all of that, and they brought a bunch of them back. Where do you think the largest one is? If you were to guess. Where? Yeah. Where?
NASA.
You would think somewhere big and fancy, maybe the Smithsonian, Air and Space Museum. No.
In space.
Well, of course, in space. This one's not in space because those people aren't wearing spacesuits. The largest space rock is in Lufkin, Texas. That's wild, right? This random museum out in East Texas. They got the, and you've made, if the Smithsonian has one you can rub. The fancy museums have others, right? But Lufkin can lay claim to the biggest one of those. I was amazed by that. Lufkin, Texas has the largest of those. And so that sent me on a rabbit trail, as roadside attractions can. There's all sorts of rock-related roadside attractions. I think the next one on the slide, where is this one? Yeah, so this one is a historical marker and a rock. Sometimes we Texans, we find a rock in the middle of a creek, and we're like, huh, let's name a town after this rock.
Is that Round Rock, Texas?
That's Round Rock, Texas. Until this week, I've been to Round Rock a bunch. The Rangers have a minor league affiliate there. It never occurred to me, Round Rock. Oh, that's actually a description. So there's a Round Rock in the middle of a creek. And then we go on. There's some others. The next one. This is Sparky Park. Sparky Park. Oh, my gosh. Look, who is back there?
Sparky.
Who is
That's
that?
That's me.
That is Sparky. So for those of y'all who don't know, Sparky is the VBS mascot. Last year, it was Knights of North Castle, so Sparky showed up. He's a dragon. Oh, sorry, bud. Sorry, Shep. So he showed up and he hung out. He loved it here so much, he stuck around. He had to get a space suit because we were in space this year. Next year, Sparky, we're going to go underwater, so I hope you have a scuba suit because we'll figure that out. So thanks, Sparky. You made an appearance. The kids, we love Sparky, don't we? Hey. Y'all tell Sparky bye. Bye, Sparky.
Bye.
So Sparky Park, this is wild. This is in Austin, too. You know, Austin is really weird. Sorry for those of y'all from Austin. This is an old, like, power substation. You can see kind of the transformer things in the back. And this one dude started to decorate it with rocks. Literally, like, a guy just started to do that. And so now the whole thing, like, if you look it up, it's a giant maze where it's just walls decorated in rocks. It's now no longer a power supply place. It's just that.
Isn't the transformer thing like that also in Pennsylvania?
There might be something like that in Pennsylvania. So that's Sparky Park. Maybe that's where Sparky goes when he's not helping us with VBS. Who knows? We'll have to ask him next year. All right, so the next roadside rock attraction, this is Stonehenge. And this one, you don't have to travel too far to go to. You just have to go down to Central Texas. When I was in middle school, I got to visit this in Hunt, Texas. I actually learned that it moved. It's now in Ingram, Texas. It used to be like in this guy's pasture. because people are eccentric and they do things like this. But now it's moved to an art center in Ingram. And so if y'all don't know Stonehenge, where is Stonehenge, the actual one? Does someone? Okay, yeah. See, you have to travel quite a ways. Or you can just go to Central Texas and find this one. This one is like two-thirds the size of the actual one. So this actually disproves that everything is bigger in Texas. All right, so the next roadside attraction. This one I love. This one's great. This is in Burton, Texas. And so this is a piece of granite. No pictures of this exist. It just is by legend, but it's on Street View. This is a Google Street View thing. I want to go actually see it. That placard says something along the lines of, this was one of many rocks that were being carried to its final destination on a train, and it fell off. And so my guess is this rock fell off, and they didn't want to move it. And so they just slapped a historical marker on it, and they said, oh, this is now a destination.
Yay.
That's really wild there. So I think that is it for all of those rocks. You rock. So another reason I was thinking about rocks is in our gospel today. There's a lot going on in our gospel. Jesus sends out the disciples. He says the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. He goes on to say, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves, and saying, like, don't take any money, don't take any extra shoes, don't take anything with you except the hospitality of people. Sometimes people aren't going to like you, but everywhere you go, tell everyone that God loves them. There's a lot going on in there. But the thing that stuck out to me is we listed off all the disciples. So the reading listed off. It named all of them. In the very first one, it said Simon, also known as Peter. And so y'all probably heard of Peter, one of the disciples, right? Peter's real name, his original name was Simon. And then he had an interaction with Jesus. And Jesus said, Simon, you are Peter. And that's like, you think just changing his name, it'd be like me saying, Walker, you are now Stephen. But it's a little bit different because Peter doesn't mean the same thing for us. What Jesus essentially said is he gave Simon a nickname because Peter meant rock. And so Jesus said, Simon, you are a rock. Wow. And on this rock, on this rock, I will build my church. And so we know him as Peter. And so, like, you know, to put it in language we might understand, Jesus maybe went to Simon and said, Simon, you rock.
Thank you.
Right? And so we talk about rocks a lot. We talked about rocks at VBS even, because that's what, you know, planets and all the stuff we talked about are rocks. There's a couple other rocks I wanted to talk about. These are two, if you've been in my office, you've maybe seen these. The only rocks I have in my office. One of them, this was given to me when I was ordained to the priesthood. This is some kind of fossil. It's like 150 million years old. There were geologists in my church in Houston, and they gave me this, and I love it. And it's a rock. It's very fancy and pretty, and we give it as gifts, right? Like, you can go to roadside attractions and buy fossils. People collect these. They're very precious, and we take good care of them. All it is a dead thing, though. Right? That's essentially all this is. Y'all can pass this around, Shep, if you want to pass that around. So I like that. It's pretty. It's fun to look at. It holds meaning to me because it was given to me on my ordination. The other rock that sits on my desk is this thing. This is ugly. This is black.
It's charcoal.
It's coal. This doesn't look anything like the fossil. The fossil's shiny and pretty. We give it as gifts. When's the last time one of you got coal in your stocking? If we get this as a gift, it usually means we've done something wrong, right? But if that fossil's 150 million years old, do you know how old coal deposits are? Like 400 million years old.
That's 400 million years old.
This is potentially 400 million years old. But do you know the other thing? That fossil, wherever it is, that's just a dead thing. It doesn't do anything. It maybe tells us the history of the world and the animals and all of that. Do y'all know what this does? It lights things up. Coal lights. It causes global warming. We can talk about that later. That's not. This is clean coal, ladies and gentlemen. this can light up the world. Right? And so it doesn't look like much. Maybe it doesn't feel that great all the time. But when this lives into its purpose, when this uses the resources, the fuel inside of it, it can light up the world. And I heard some of y'all sing. We're going to sing that a little bit later. We're going to sing a song about lighting up the world. Because we learned all about that this week, right?
There's 100 Jesus in it.
There's 100 Jesus? Yeah. Maybe. So we're going to learn. We learned all. They're the light of the world. That's right. And so we talked every day about how we can shine Jesus' light. We can be like this coal. When we use the resources within us, when we use what God has gifted us with, even though it maybe doesn't always feel like we've got everything together. Maybe y'all do. I don't always feel like I got everything together. Sunday morning, my alarm goes off really early. I'm like, man, I wish these people would like not show up today so I could sleep in. But like they expect me to be here. No matter how we feel, we can use what God has given us and light up the world and shine Jesus' light. And so we had characters every day, and we learned things every day. The first day, Monday, we had... I think every picture got photobombed by the youth leaders. So what's the first day? Y'all help me preach, all right? When life feels dark... Shine Jesus' light. Then we had day two. When people don't get along, shine Jesus' light. Then we had day three. When good things happen, shine Jesus' light. Yeah, y'all can help too. Then the next day, when people are sad, shine Jesus' light. And then the last day, when people need help, shine Jesus' light. No matter what's going on, every day we learned when people are sad. That's Astro. Astro didn't say anything because he's a dog and he has a space helmet on, but he was there every day. Every day we learned, no matter what's going on in our life, no matter how we feel, no matter how our friends feel. When people don't get along, shine Jesus' light. When life is going great, shine Jesus' light. When we're struggling, shine Jesus' light. No matter what, shine Jesus' light. And so one of the days, the last slide we have here, this was a poster. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. On Wednesday, we learned about rocks. Specifically on Wednesday, I don't remember if it was kid vid or story time, but we learned about rocks and what happens, like even when we don't have the words to say, even when we can't express what's going on, what are the rocks going to do? The rocks are what?
Yelling.
They're going to yell. They're going to cry out. Even the rocks cry out. Because what we learned is that the heavens proclaim the glory of God. We proclaim the glory of God. The rocks proclaim the glory of God. And to go back to what Jesus said to Peter, Jesus says to each one of you, Jesus says to each one of you, you rock. And so if you don't remember anything from VBS except that it was a lot of fun and we had good snacks and we did all sorts of crazy things, remember, you can shine Jesus' light and God thinks you rock. And so we had adults every day. I just need to say some thank yous. Every day you went to story time with Miss Claire and Miss Tina. Yeah. Every day you got to do some science experiments. Sorry, junior wardens, there's a rocket on the roof of the parish hall. Please don't blame me, even though it was my fault. Miss Leanne and Miss Jean, thank you for your help there. We played with fire. The preschoolers, we had a handful of preschoolers. They got to go around with Miss Gretchen and Miss Rose the whole time. That's awesome. Then we had our kid vid with Miss Michelle right there. Yeah. Snack time with Miss Rebecca. Snack time. That was the favorite. And then, of course, Miss Liza helped oversee all of it. Yeah. One thing I will say, that's a lot of Miss and Misses.
Yeah.
Maybe next year I'd love to see some Misters.
Yeah, Dad.
Not that I didn't ask for people to get called out, but it would be great. Otherwise, like, I'm vastly outnumbered over there, and so I could use some reinforcements. And if you, when y'all go over there, right, you're going to see stuff on the walls. You're going to see the decorations. That was Elliot and Chloe and help from everyone else. So thank y'all very much. And so, like, I can say, like, as the priest of this place, y'all did amazing. You teen leaders, I am incredibly proud of you. Y'all rock, right? For everyone who came and learned every day, y'all did a great job. Y'all had fun. Y'all rock. And so I can say that. We can say that here, Shep, sit up. Careful. That maybe doesn't rock so much. And God thinks you rock. And so I've got something for you. These are little keychains. What is it, Shep? Can you read what this keychain says?
You rock.
It says, you rock. Yeah. And so you can take one of these, and I have enough, because you can have one, because you can remember that God thinks you rock, but then you also get one to give to someone else. Because it's great for us to understand and know God's love for us, but it's nothing if we don't get to share it with someone else. So I want you all to know, God thinks you rock. But I also want you to tell other people, God thinks you rock. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right.